Keith Urban with Pink. That's One Too Many on 103.1 Power FM. It's Jules doing the summer breakfast for the moment. And you know what? I was one person I was really looking forward to seeing back in the office this week because he's been away for 2 weeks on holidays back home in Coffs Harbour. It's Josh Arthur from the Workday Hits. He joins me on the phone right now. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Oh, hi, Jules. Look, I'm just, as you may expect, I'm just in my pyjamas sitting in the lounge room.
Yep. Yeah,
not coming into work today.
Yeah, really disappointed with that because Chris is on holidays, so I'm literally going to be the only person in the office today at Power FM. I'm a little bit disappointed because I was pumped to see you come back, but you got the news on New Year's Eve that you needed to get your skates on and book an earlier flight to get back to Ballarat in order to make it back before the borders closed.
Look, being someone of... I never thought in my entire life have living in Australia that I would be making a run for the border. It was quite a bizarre experience. I was out for dinner, my New Year's Eve dinner at a restaurant in Sawtelle, and I got a notification on my phone saying that New South Wales government, or Victorian government I think it was going live. And I thought, oh, I better check this out, make sure nothing applies to me.
Sure.
And they said that they were closing a hard border. Was coming into effect New Year's 11:59 New Year's Day, which I was like, "Whoa, hang on a second, that's tomorrow."
Yeah,
I've got to find a way to get home in like 24 hours.
So, when was your flight actually booked for the second?
It was for the third.
Oh, for the third, right?
Sunday, yes, Sunday the third, at like 10 a.m. I was supposed to fly out of Coffs, but I had to book a flight out of Sydney at like 1 p.m. on New Year's Day.
All right.
And we had to cut our New Year's Eve celebrations a little bit short and had to get up at 4 a.m. and drive to Sydney.
How long's that drive?
It's probably like 5.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm guessing you didn't have your car there, so your parents had to drive you, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a bit of a fun little stressful road trip.
I would have loved that. Were there any roadblocks along the way from Coffs to Sydney? Like, were there any checkpoints that you had to go through or tick off, or it was all pretty much smooth sailing from there?
It was pretty much smooth sailing. The thing was, is I was coming from a green zone.
Mm-hmm.
Coffs Harbour and, like, that area was just totally fine. It was 100% fine. No cases, green zone. And then overnight, Victoria goes, oh, all of New South Wales is a red zone. So I'm like, well, hang on a second.
Yeah, blanket ban.
Totally fair.
Yeah.
But, you know, it happened and we had to make a race back to the border.
So now that you have come from New South Wales, you've made it back to Ballarat, you're in your house, you've got to self-isolate for 14 days, right?
Yeah, that's right. 14 days at home. We'll see how I go. I'm going to be broadcasting live from home, and I've got a COVID test on Tuesday.
Not good.
So I've got to wait for the results on that one. But even this is the thing that's a little bizarre. Even if I get a negative result from my COVID test, I still have to do the 14 days quarantine, which I don't really understand, but that's the policy.
That's the policy, so we've got to adhere to it. In the meantime, because I remember I had to pack up all your computer stuff. The boss was like,
thanks for that.
I don't know. He's got all these, you've got a surplus of screens on your desk. I'm like, how many screens can you possibly need?
So I've packed. Never have too many screens.
Well, I've packed you two. So hopefully that'll be suffice for the next 14 days. The big question is, do you have enough food supplies? Because you can't go out to the supermarket or anything, and neither can your housemate, right? Because you live together.
No, right. But look, if we do run low, there are a couple of cats that we can do something with. I know that's probably horrible.
Did you say cats?
Jules,
were you implying you're going to eat the cats?
No, not at all. That was a joke, ladies and gentlemen. That's fine. Don't worry about it. No, we've had plenty of people. We've actually had a lot of people message us and say, hey, look, if you need some groceries picked up or anything like that, it's fine. We'll be fine.
Okay.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
No. I mean, the only thing that's going to, I think, really kill you is boredom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can watch some Netflix. You will do work, I imagine, for some of the day, right?
Yeah, probably a couple hours.
I mean, maybe you can take over. You're very good on our Instagram feed, so maybe you can just keep us up to date what you're doing on there.
Yeah, probably. If you want to see my setup, I've got a bit of a studio setup here at home. That's probably going to go up on our Instagram a little later.
Yeah, good. So, good.
Yeah, see what I'm working with.
I would love to see what you're working with. Have you got, because obviously you've just moved into a new place too. I'm guessing you don't have a sound booth or anything.
No, we've got a spare room that's kind of empty, and I'm thinking probably a little echoey, so
yep.
I may have to deal with that somehow.
Maybe you could just broadcast from under a blanket. That'll be good.
I thought about doing that. I did think about doing that. That would have been funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep us updated. You're on air from midday today. I look forward to hearing the sound quality from broadcasting from your home. I'm sure it'll be amazing. And I'm sure the content will be amazing too.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Hopefully it all goes to plan.
And hopefully you don't go a little bit too stir crazy for the next 14 days.
Look, I think I'll just crack a window and yell maybe.
Yeah. That's a great idea, like the Italians did, like with the singing from the balconies. You could start singing from your window.
Some opera.
I would love that. Please keep us posted on our Instagram page. If you would like to follow Josh and his home escapades for the next couple of weeks, you can check out Power FM's Insta. Josh, from the Workday Hits, we're glad you're back.
Yes, semi-back, half-back.
Semi-back. You can catch Josh from midday today. Make sure you listen out for all that he is up to. On the way in the next 10, we've got Pitbull and Christina Aguilera.